I'm going to leave you with some exciting news about the Kentucky Fried Chicken Corporation, which some of you might know about a bit that I do about the Kentucky Fried Chicken famous bowl, which I seem to be lashed to now like fucking Ahab and Moby Dick. This horrible thing that I will be forever associated with. I don't know why. But wait a minute. What, did I just say I don't know why? I do a 10-minute bit about it. Fucking ass. I don't know why that happened. Maybe I shouldn't have spent all that time writing the bit with the pen and the paper and then saying the bit in the microphones on TV. Perhaps that was my error. Basically, the famous bowl, KFC famous bowl, is the whole right side of their menu shoved into a bowl and then covered in gravy and cheese and despair. It's just, if you were deaf, the sign language for the famous bowl would be this. And you're like, oh, that guy wants a famous bowl. So, now, there is a new twist. They've added, did the guy who invented, is he here or something? I've never done that bit to knowing rueful laughter. Oh, I unleashed chaos. And I watch it every day from my mountaintop pool. Well, they've added a new twist to the famous bowl. There's a new twist. They will take one of their biscuits and stick it into the famous bowl. They will stick it in the bowl like a little tombstone, and they will write my hopes on it in ketchup. Because really, that's what's going on. I like to visit and lay flowers. So, there's no way in hell that the idea to put the biscuit in the famous bowl came from corporate. Some guy in an office wasn't going, say, we should add a biscuit to that bowl of potatoes and gravy and cheese. That came from the employees would sell the famous bowl. Customers would come in and they would say, yeah, you ain't got a famous bowl. Which, by the way, if you're eating a famous bowl, that's what you've been reduced to. Everything, your life is a famous bowl. It's all just blended together. Your life, it's all it is. It's beige incidents. That your whole life is a string of beige incidents. I woke up and breakfast, shoes on, work, TV, the end of the day, sleep. That's your life at that point. It's all just a blend. So you go, I'm famous bowl. And then they would slide the famous bowl out. And then the guy would look at it and then say, So they would place the biscuit next to the bowl. They wouldn't put it in it. They'd place the biscuit on the tray next to the bowl. The person would sit down with the famous bowl, and then they would pause for a moment, and they'd pick up the biscuit and stick it in there. And the briefest dying moth flutter of a smile for a half second would just appear at their, and then gone, vanish. Just a half a, gone, that's it. And the employees told corporate, hey, we're selling these bowls of starch and people want a biscuit with it. And corporate said, charge them a buck, we'll put the biscuit in ourselves. Which, that's just evil, that's cruel. If you've reduced a human being to eating a famous bowl, then how they put that biscuit in there, that's the last barbaric yawp of their soul. That's the last glimmer of their creativity and personal expression, and you're stealing it from them. Let them have it. Let them put the biscuit in themselves. When I'm feeling sad, I shove it in deep. If I'm feeling jaunty and prankish, I put it in at a rakish angle. Don't steal my heart biscuit, KFC. Now, here's the newest news. This is the even more ominous news I just heard. I was doing a TV show a while back, and the girl that did my makeup said, hey, someone told me you're a comedian and you do a routine about the KFC famous bowl. I said, yeah, I do. And she said, well, I was just doing makeup on a commercial in the Midwest for KFC. They're trying out a new product. And anyone from the Midwest knows that's where food and beverage companies try out their new products for side effects, let's be honest. They don't want to, you know, before they sprinkle it on the precious, precious coastlines, they try it out on, you know, sod farmers out in the... And by the way, you might think, oh, you're so cool living in L.A. Like, oh, man, I just saw Jack White walking down the street. Or, my God, I was in Book Soup and I saw Robert De Niro. Yeah, that's great. But have you had bacon-flavored Sprite? No, you haven't. But the people in Richmond, Indiana have. And they have the eyelid boils to prove it. Now, so this new product that she was shooting, doing the commercial for, doing the makeup for, I'm not making this up, it's called the Mega Leg. Which, that just sounds biblical now, Mega Leg. Like something out of Revelation. And then Leviathan and Asmodeus and Mega Leg pulled themselves out of the briny deep and laid waste to the cities of man. The Mega Leg is a gigantic chicken leg. That's it. That's the whole twist. It's a chicken leg, but it's the size of a turkey leg. And at one point, she asked one of the KFC reps, hey, are chicken legs supposed to be that big? And he said, no, they're not. Not at all. We found a way. Okay. We found a way equals something went horribly wrong in an underground lab. We couldn't get the blast doors closed in time. This thing chewed its way to the surface through layers of concrete and nickel and granite and shale, started killing prospectors and ranchers. We had to call in the black helicopters and the Justice League and the friggin' Buckaroo Bonds. I don't know who the hell we called out, but we fried the goddamn thing, and we're going to deep fry it and bread it and sell it to you shit kickers to make sure it doesn't give Chloe Sevigny ass teeth. Folks, thank you so much for coming out to this show. Oh, my God. Wow. God, I hope you guys had a good time. Good night.